Praised be Jesus and Mary. Celebrate today St. Thomas, one of the apostles. Tradition has it that after the death and ascension of our Lord, his mission as an apostle took him all the way to India, where he died a martyr's death. And then his body was transferred to Edessa, further west, on July the 3rd, and hence the feast of him. His feast is celebrated on July the 3rd today. We don't know much about the life of St. Thomas, like about many of the apostles. Many things remain unknown, but this gospel episode is very beautiful that we just read today in the Gospel of St. John. And Pope Benedict XVI, over 10 years ago, in one of his audiences, commented on this gospel in a very enlightening way. He says that this proverbial scene of the doubting Thomas is very well known. And what happens? At first, Thomas doesn't believe that Jesus appeared because it happened in his absence, and says that unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and place my finger in the mark of the nails and place my hand in his side, I will not believe. From these words, the Holy Father says, from these words emerges the conviction that Jesus can now be recognized by his wounds rather than by his face. Thomas holds that the signs that confirm Jesus' identity are now above all his wounds, in which he reveals to us how much he loved us. And in this, the apostle is not mistaken. Beautiful insight here. When St. Thomas is absent and says, well, I didn't see it, so I'm not going to believe it, he says, I'll believe it not when I see our Lord's face, not when I see that it's really him by his countenance, but I'll believe if I see his wounds and if I'm able to put my finger in the mark of the nails. It's these wounds of our Lord that he bore for love of us that are an assurance of his identity. It is truly this Lord who laid down his life for us that has come back to life. If he still bears these wounds of his, that are an assurance that he has redeemed us. And the Apostle Thomas's case, the Pope goes on, his case is important for us for at least three reasons. First, because it comforts us in our insecurity. Second, because it shows us that every doubt can lead to an outcome brighter than any uncertainty. And lastly, because the words that Jesus addressed to him remind us of the true meaning of mature faith, encourage us to persevere, despite the difficulty, along our journey of adhering to him, to our Lord. St. Thomas comforts us in our insecurity, gives us an assurance that every doubt can lead to an outcome brighter than any uncertainty, and lastly, because the words of Jesus addressed to him show us what true and mature faith is, perseverance despite difficulty, and adherence to our Lord throughout these difficulties. And just as Thomas was able to see our Lord's wounds back then, so we can still contemplate the wounds of our Lord today, thinking on his passion, beholding our Lord crucified. And we are reminded that this is truly our Lord and our God who has laid down his life for us and who loves us and who will be with us throughout our difficulties. So let's have this faith in him. Let's ask St. Thomas the Apostle to strengthen it in us. Praised be Jesus and Mary.